The I think I'm going to record it myself. In case any of you want it, you can just send me an email. The pasuk that speaks about Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim. Most people think that when the Gemara says, or when the Haggadah says, Keneged Arba Bonim Dibra Torah, that means that there are four different places where the mitzvah of Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim, the night of Pesach, is recorded. And since each one of them speaks differently, that's how you know that there has to be Lefi Da'ato Shel Bein Aviv Melamdo. So in other words, the response that you give to Bein number one cannot be identical to Bein number two. It's not like you could read Psukim and say, well, figure it out for yourselves. And each person will either understand or not understand based on their level. Everybody has to understand. So if it's a child or somebody that's not capable, like the Rambam says, Katan O Tipesh. Rambam means Tipesh doesn't mean a fool. It means somebody who's, low IQ. So you have to be masber to him too. So how do you do it? So the Rambam gives an example. He says, Bini kulanu hayinu avodim, kmo eved ze o kmo shivcha zu. When there were servants, so you could say, well, like this servant, you see, we tell them what to do and they do it. And that's how we were in Mitzrayim. So what do you need to tell them? Everybody knows what a slave is. The answer is they don't know what a slave is because they don't understand the word slave. So even such a person you have to explain. And that's what the Chachamim have this idea of She'eino Yodei Alishal. He can't even formulate a question. Must be on a very low level. And then, of course, you have the opposite extreme. You have the Chacham that you have to elaborate and you give him the fuller picture based on his capacity that he's a Chacham. So when you speak about Keneged Arba Banim, you get the impression, which is a mistake, that's my point, that all four psukim, which show Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim in different ways, are about the mitzvah of Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim. And since the mitzvah is expressed, like for example, the mitzvah of tefillin is expressed many times. The mitzvah of Avas Hashem is expressed many times. The mitzvah of Shabbos, the Isur of Shabbos, L'sasa Malacha, many, many times. Each time there's a nuance, right? There's sometimes that it speaks this way, sometimes that way, and from each nuance you learn something. But every one of those instances is telling you not to do Malacha on Shabbos. So do we have four psukim that tell you that on the night of Pesach, the 15th, the night of the 15th of Nisan, you are obligated to speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim? So the answer is no. Because of the four psukim, L'cha'orah, there's only one. So this is what I want to show you first, and then we'll go to a Ramban. First of all, where are these four psukim? You're three quarters right. Three of the four psukim are in Bo. Where is the fourth pasuk? Where is the pasuk that begins the Haggadah? Avodim hayinu l'parah b'Mitzrayim. The answer is that is the answer that we call the Bein HaChacham. The Bein HaChacham, the pasuk is in Va'eschanan. In Va'eschanan it says, Ki yish'olcha bincha mocha leimor, Ma'edos va'achukim va'mishpatim asher tzivu Hashem Elokeinu eschem. So what are you supposed to do? V'amarta elav, avodim ayinu l'parah b'Mitzrayim v'yitzeinu Hashem misham, etc., 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 v'asano otzi misham l'sestonos, etc., etc. Now, when it says, ki yisholcha bincha mochar leimor, ma'avodaz oslachem, there's nowhere in that context, the preceding psukim, this pasuk itself, that in any way would indicate that we're talking about the night of Pesach. Mochar, Rashi says, yesh mochar la'achar zman. It doesn't mean tomorrow, like today is Tuesday, tomorrow is Wednesday. Mochar, in the future, what we would call in the future. So the pasuk says, if your child will ask you, your son will ask you in the future, what is this Yiddishkeit all about? That's really what it is. So this is how you're supposed to answer it. Now, happens to be that in that answer, we talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. and in a very sophisticated way. But the pasuk isn't telling you that on the night of the Seder you're supposed to talk like that to such a son. It just gives you the nusach of Yetzias Mitzrayim story for a sophisticated person. That's the point that I'm trying to make. So if we would just have that pasuk, we wouldn't even know that there's a mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, the night of Pesach. Because that pasuk is an abstract pasuk. You know what it really boils down to? Generations and generations after Yetzias Mitzrayim and after Kabbalah Satorah. Listen, kids are doing that today all the time, because they're inspired and influenced by an outside world that's becoming extremely secular and, almost atheistic. And they are asking, what do I need all of this for? It's I'm having a good time without it. I enjoy life. Why is this imposing itself on me? So go explain to him that this is better for you than anything you enjoy. But that's exactly what this pasuk is saying. Well, son of Tzimi Shom Lassislanu, right? And then it says, Utsdoka Tia Lanu Kanishmo, but pasuk says, Letov Lanu Kol Ayomim, Lachayosenu Kayom Azeh. Show me another culture that's still around. Show me another nation that still has its own integrity and its own sense of self. So he may, if he's a smart guy, think that that's a positive value. Could be he wouldn't think it's a positive value. What do I care? I just want to have my own Hanah. So how long are you going to last? Are you going to guarantee that you have Hanah? You won't have pain? You won't have suffering? What's your marriage going to be like? Are you going to get married? Are you going to have children? Are your children going to recognize who you are? Is it going to be a sense of a grandchild? These are all the values of Yiddishkeit suddenly come and challenge you. What do you think? It's all basketball and smoking pot? What's wrong with you? But this is a dialogue that could happen every single day. This is not something that's the night of Pesach. So that pasuk l'cha'ora is not the night of Pesach. It's how you talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim in a sophisticated way every day of the year. But let's go now to Bo, because that you have in front of you. And let's check it out. So let's look at the very end of the parasha. Now I can put this back. Look at the end of Bo. I mean literally the end of Bo. Okay? So, Shvi'i is Kadesh Likobcha. Right? And Maftir is already in the parsha of Voyaki Viacha, right? These are two of the four parshios that are where? In the film, correct. What are the other two, obviously? Shema and Vayim Shema. What is the common denominator of all four? It mentions Tfilin. Now, let's take a look at the very last time, like I said, the end of the parasha. Maftir. V'hoya ki yish'olcha bincha mocha leimor mazos. I'm asking you a question. What does the mazos refer to? Right? Don't read Rashi. Not yet. Use your own brains. So whenever you have a pronoun and you don't know what the pronoun is referring to, what's the best eitzah? You look at the previous psukim. Because the chor, if they're using a pronoun, the noun must have been mentioned earlier that the pronoun refers to. So when you say zos, what is the zos? So look at before. Start from Yud Aleph. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Means what? What's called Peter Rechem?
The firstborn.
Pashas was speaking about the behemoths right now. So the firstborn that are not chamor, but that are se, and so on, that are behemoths ksheris, right? Whatever that pasuk means, it's talking about b'char behema. Then it says chopeta chamor behema tifte b'seh, and then it says v'chol b'char adam b'vanecha tifte. Correct. So now the pasuk makes perfect sense. V'hoya ki yishalcha bincha macha. What does that mean?
What's macha?
Anytime in the future, long after the explanation would kind of not be evident. So what am I doing with this pidyon haben or pidyon behemoth business? Or bechor business, which I makriv is the carbon. Mazois. What does mazois mean?
What is
it? What is what?
It's pidyon.
Pidyon aben.
Exactly. What's the pidyon aben, or what's the pidyon petach hamor, or what is the akrabas behema tahora as a bechor? Now listen to the answer. Therefore, meaning that's my explanation to you. What does he do? It doesn't say Alkein ani makriv halaylo es karban Pesach. What does it say? Alkein vech Hashem kol peter rechem aschorim v'chol b'chor bon ayefta. No shaychus. Zero shaychus to Pesach night. What is it? It's another explanation of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And what is the level of the person asking this question about Bechor?
Is the Shein Yerim?
No, he's not, because he's asking.
He's the Tam.
The Tam Oimer Mazois. But you got the picture that I'm trying to convey to you? Now let's go one step earlier. That is from Shvi. Okay? Oh, we're getting very close. You have to remember this day. Which avoda? The avoda of the Karban Pesach. Now we're talking. Shivas yom in tocha matzos, yom eshvichag l'ashem. Matzos yeochel, shivas yom, lecha chomis, lecha soa b'chol gulecha. V'gadito levincha b'yom ahu leimor, ma'avur zeh osa Hashem li b'mitzaisi m'mitzrayim. What is the zeh? What are you pointing to? What are you saying because of this?
The
Karban Pesach and the Matzah and the Marah, correct, exactly. So when are we talking about?
Pesach.
Right. That's what the Haggadah asks. Yochol me Rosh Chodesh, there's a mitzvah of Higadata. Talmud Lomar, Higadata b'yomahu. I b'yomahu yochol mi ba'od yom, Talmud Lomar ba'avur zeh. You're able to point it only because it's there at night. So that proves that Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim has to be the night of the 15th. This pasuk is talking about the night of the 15th. Which child is it? Very fascinating. Which child ended up with the specific pasuk of Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim? So what's V'Higadito Levincha missing? Missing a question. What is he? He's the Sheino Yodea Lishon. So who are we missing still? Chacham we got. That's in Vaschana.
Mm-hmm.
We're missing the Russia. Where's the Russia? No. We have a Russia front law, you know, straight away. Where do we have him? So this is also very fascinating. Because it's right before Shishi. The Pasuk is, on the one hand, it sounds like it's about Pesach, but not completely. Look at Pasuk Chaf Hei. B'hoyo ki savoe la'aretz asher yitin Hashem lachem kasher diber ushmartem es ha'avoda hazos. Which avoda? The avoda of the Korban Pesach. When is the avoda of the Korban Pesach? Not the achila, but the avoda. The 14th?
Yeah.
In the afternoon. Right? V'hoya, and it will be in the future. Ki yomru aleichem b'neichem lo ha'avod zoslachem. What is all this avoda about? V'amartem, what should you say? What should you say? Zevach Pesach hu l'Hashem, asher pasach abot ibn Yisro b'mitzrayim, b'nok pas mitzrayim, v'zbotein huiz. Who's that?
The
Russian. For all kinds of reasons that are not mafurish in the pasuk, the Chachamim decided that this is the Bein HaRasha. But what's my point? It's also not the night of Pesach. When is it? It's the day before the night of Pesach. But it's a description of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Except it's very strange. This pasuk causes us a lot of confusion and doubt about whether it's even talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim. How come? Because what's not being mentioned in this pasuk? Yetzias Mitzrayim. If you look at all the other three, regardless of whether it's the Shein Yodei Lishol's pasuk, which of course is talking about the night of Pesach, or the Bein Achochem and Vaschanan, or the Bein Tam, which is about Bechor. Right? You got the picture? But in all those three, Yetzias Mitzrayim is mentioned front row center. Let's take a look. Well, I told you earlier that the first pasuk of the Haggadah, right after the Manishtana, is the first pasuk for the Bein Achochem. What does it say? Avodim hayinu lefar Mitzrayim v'yetzeinu Hashem Yishah b'yad chazok. Yetzeinu Hashem Yishah. Yetzias Mitzrayim. Let's go back to the last psukim after Maftir in the Parsha. By the Bein Tam. Mazois, v'amarta ilov, v'chozek yod hotzionu Hashem mimitzrayim. Hashem took us out of Egypt. Yetzias Mitzrayim. Let's go to the Bein Sheinei Dalishol. V'igadot chufim chabayom ahuleim, v'avuze osa Hashem li, v'tzeisi mimitzrayim. Now let's go to the Bein Arosha. That's in front of us here. V'amartem, Ashapasach Hashem. Where was that? In Mitzrayim. What happened to coming out of Mitzrayim? There's no Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Just Nogfarot Mitzrayim. Nothing more than
that. Nothing more. So what does it go to show? That's a very good question. What does it go to show? So you have one very extreme Shita, which is the Shita of the Vilna Gaon, who says that when we say Keneged Arba Bonim Dibra Torah, that's all it means. It doesn't say you talk to four sons. It says there are four psukim about the four sons. And since one of them is a Rasha, says the Vilna Gaon, you don't answer him at all. You don't tell him anything. Now, there's another fascinating thing, and we'll soon explain why. Or maybe I'll explain why right now. Why? How do you know that he's a Bein HaRasha? Is something that has occupied many Mefarshim.
No, but the Chacham also says Lachem.
So they say Lachem is Eschem, which is like Lachem. But he says Hashem Elokeinu, and this man doesn't mention Hashem's name. They figure it out. But one of the explanations is they're talking, but they're not asking. What does the pasuk say? Bahaya.
Yomru, not Yishalom.
There's no Yishalom, exactly. So they tell a story about Reb Chaim Volozhiner, his Talmud, that he had a student in the yeshiva, a Talmud in the yeshiva, who left the yeshiva and kind of lost his way. Or maybe that's why he left the yeshiva, but in any case, out of nostalgia, to, you know, like the good old days when everything was nice and warm and friendly, he visited the Rebbe in the yeshiva years later, and he was completely off. So, because he was completely off, he peppered the Rebbe with questions about Amunah and about Hashkafa, and Reb Chaim Volozhiner sat there silent as a stone. After he left, the Talmidim and the children of Reb Chaim Volozhiner said, "Why did you remain silent? You almost give the impression that you don't have an answer, but we've heard you speaking about these things many times, and you have so much to say, so why did you remain silent?" So he said something that's very famous. He says, but it fits much better in Yiddish. I'll explain to you why in a minute. But he said, in English he would say, when someone asks a question, you can give an answer to a question. But when someone gives you an answer, you can't give an answer to an answer. Because in Yiddish, the word answer is a Hebrew word. What's the Hebrew word for answer? Terutz. Yeah, say true, but terutz, right? But what does teretz also mean in the colloquial? An excuse. So that's what he was saying. You can't talk to a person reasonably when his questions are not seeking the truth, but just excuses to explain and justify why he's off the derech. So, you know, as a person who's coming with foregone conclusions and he's not interested in changing and he doesn't have an open mind anymore, there's no point in talking to him. So, it's best to remain silent. So the Vilna Gaon, and how does he know, like, where does that come from? From the Vilna Gaon's explanation about the Beinah Rasha. What was the Beinah Rasha saying? Yomer Aleichem. Moha Avodah Zoslachem. So wait a minute, he's not even interested. He's calling it an Avodah already. You know what Avodah means? It doesn't mean like the sophisticated legal term for karbanos, Avodah. He means, very simply, what in the world are you crazy people doing at the night of the Seder? You're supposed to be expressing your freedom. And never was there a meal that was so full of laws and insisting on so many picayune little details. How is that expressing your freedom? That's expressing your slavery. So it's slavery to God. What's the difference? It's worse. If that's what he's saying, and he's not asking, there's nothing to say to him. So the Vilna Gaon says, you know what? You don't answer. Isn't there an answer here? So, there's three points to be made. First of all, this is not the answer that the Haggadah gives. Number two, if you look carefully at the Pasuk, there's a word missing in the Pasuk. V'amartem. What word is missing? To him, to them. Look at all the others. V'amarta elov. V'igadata levincha. Why doesn't it say v'amartem aleihem? So the Gaon says, because you're not speaking to them. Because to them you have no business.
Right,
you're saying it to yourself. Zevach Pesach. In other words, you're corroborating and reinforcing what you're doing to you. Because whenever you hear a Rosh challenge, you have to reinforce yourself. But to him, there's nobody to talk to. There's nobody home, as they say in English. There's nobody there. There's nobody interested. He's already throwing the gauntlet. He's already challenging you. He's already... He doesn't want to hear anything. For him, it's an avoda. You're never going to convince him that it's anything but an avoda. He doesn't like that you substituted the mastery of Paro for the mastery of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which may for him be more regulating, more strangling. So, that's why it doesn't say you say anything to them, because you don't. But the Vilna Gaon has an even more telling proof. What do we do in the Haggadah? Do you know it enough by heart? Rasha Mahu Omer Moha Avoda Zos Lachem. So what do you do? Afato Hakei. What does Hakei mean, by the way?
To blunt it.
To blunt. To make uncomfortable. It's with a kuf, not with a chaf. Hakei with a kuf means punch him in the teeth. Nobody suggested that. It means make him uncomfortable. You ever eat a piece of aluminum by accident? You know, you get... Well, sometimes you have the aluminum foil around a food or a candy. All of a sudden you have like that. There's something that does something to your teeth. I don't know. But that's what he means. Or some really sour, some really horribly sour thing, which kind of like, you know, makes you quiver for a moment. That's what they're saying. Make him uncomfortable. Ve'emar... Well, what do you say? Bavuzer osa Hashem li b'tzeisim in Mitzrayim. Li v'lo lo. Ilu hayo Hashem lo hayo nigo. Vilna Gaon asks two very obvious questions. That is not the pasuk in the Torah. Okay, so you see. Well, whose pasuk is it? Shenei Yedei Elisha. Why are you bringing him to Shenei Yedei Elisha's pasuk? That's for the Shenei Yedei Elisha. Bavuzer osa v'gadot lo v'lcha b'yom le'bavuzer osa Hashem li. So what is it doing by the Rasha? It's like serving two masters here. To Rosh's Pasuk and the Shenei Yedei Elisha's Pasuk. You're answering both of them with the same Pasuk? Can't be. But he has another question. Why are you treating him with such respect that you're speaking about him in the third person? Like as if he was a king or a big Rosh Yeshiva. You know? What do you say? Leave a lo. He should say, leave a lo. What do you mean, leave a lo? So the Vilna Gaon says something really amazing. He says, you don't answer to Rosh at all. And that's what the Haggadah is implying. You wait till you get to the Shenei Yedei Elisha, and you use that pasuk, Bavuzer Osa Hashem li, b'tzeisim in Mitzrayim. Then you point to the Rasha, and you say to everybody else, leave a lo, ilu hayasham, lo hayanigal. So in other words, after you get to the Shenei Yedei Elisha, and you're talking to the Shenei Yedei Elisha, and he's around, because he is at the Seder, but he's complaining about all the details, and he wants to get to the good food, so he says, leave a lo, ilu hayasham, lo hayanigal. So that's how you get to know that this is the Beinah Rasha for all of this construction. But meanwhile, what does it prove? That it doesn't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. So how could it be Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim without the Ikur Chosam and HaSefer? There's no mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So my contention is that three out of the four do not have Yetzias Mitzrayim. Lamacha means Bukhar. Lamacha means philosophy. But Hikar Kol Bukhar is before Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's only one place where it says Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is what we call the Sheni Yedei Lisho, Bavuzeh, Osa Hashem, Liv, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yishor, Shematz, Amar, Menachem, Ufanechem. So what does it mean, Keneged Arba, Bonim, Dibra Torah? The answer is, it doesn't mean there are four statements of mitzvah, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. There are four Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayims. But since in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, it says v'igadat olavincha without a she'ela, this and that and whatever, and in other places you have she'elu tshuva, so it gives you the understanding that it's only because you're talking to this kind of a son that you have to describe it that way. But lu yitzuyu, you have a different son, then you have to either talk to him or not talk to him or explain to him philosophically, etc., etc., based on his level and who he is. So again, it's not keneged arba banim chiyuva teira mitzvah sipur. It's keneged arba banim dibra teira eich misaprim. But if you're looking for the makar, which pasuk tells you you're mechuyev to be misaper b'yitzias Mitzrayim, then the makar should be what? V'igadat tolevincha. Till you come to the Rambam. And the Rambam doesn't change one word of what I said, but the Rambam goes even one step further. Says if you're looking for the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's not even Vigara Tolevincha. Why? Because he argues implicitly, not doesn't say Beferish, but this is what we understand from the Rambam, that if that would be true, what happens if there's no one to talk to? Then there wouldn't be such a mitzvah. And what's the halacha? Let's say you're all alone. I had such an episode, Rachmana Litzlan, not so many years ago. I mean, a number of years, but it's not like 500 years ago. It's not in Auschwitz. It's in Brooklyn. What happened was, we had the afternoon of the second day, of the first day, which was right before the Seder of the second night, right? So one of my grandchildren was very severely dehydrated. Okay, so they had dehydrated. You know, they kept pushing the water and came out the other ends, you know, and then they were getting more and more dehydrated, and all of a sudden we noticed that this person is listless, a little child, you know, a few years old, and that she looks very bad, and we called that Tzol. And now she was in the hospital for quite a number of weeks with real sakonas nefashas. Baruch Hashem, she's, you know, she's the valedictorian of her class, Baruch Hashem. She's doing great. But it was really touch and go. Really, really touch and go. What happened was she was basically near death. And my son-in-law, her father, was with her, and he was really very traumatized. And it was the night of the second Seder. So I said, you know what? I was in the hospital with him. I said, I'm going to stay here. You go to visit this person. There's his friend, lives in Borough Park. This is my man in his hospital, near, you know, Borough Park. And you go to him, you have a normal Seder, and then you come back later. You know, there was nothing for him to do anyhow. It was really, you know, it was like right at the beginning, it was really, really scary. Because I mean, you didn't know. You didn't know if she was going to live. If Atzalu would not have come when they came, I'm sure she was not going to live. So it's really, you know, I wrote them a letter. They you know, they would put it on all the Atzalu walls, you know. I'm here by myself. Okay, great. You know, my mind is a Jewish hospital. I'm sure going to find a Seder here somewhere. Find a Haggadah at least. I'm looking here and I'm looking there. I don't know where to go. Everybody's gone because they probably went to the Seder. I don't know where the Seder is. And I'm really very, and all of a sudden, one of my children comes, walked all the way from Flatbush with Watsa, with you know, Mora, with Yayin. There's a thing that he forgot to bring. Maybe he also thought, what's the point? You get one here. A Haggadah. So I said the entire Haggadah by myself. Baal Peh. But can you imagine what it's like to have a Seder on your own without anybody around? It's babish. Scary. But maybe I wasn't even mechuyev because it says we got it to Levincha. So the Rambam says that cannot be the makar for the mitzvah, because if that would be the case, you wouldn't be mechuyev if you're by yourself. So how come it says that im ein lo bein, im ein lo isha, hu shoel la'atzmo,
What about the rest of the Agoda? Yeah, you ask him, but what about he got it to Levincha? Yeah. So the Rambam starts out, the seventh parak of Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Mitzvah Saseh, L'Sape, Nisim, L'Flor, Shil, L'Seinu, Mitzrayim, B'Lel Chamisha Oso, Shenemar, Zohar Es Hayom Hazeh, Asher Yitzosim, Mitzrayim.
Right here in Parshas Bo. Go back to Shishi. Excuse me, I meant to Shvi. Pasuk Gimel. Vayom Moshe l'om zochas hayom hazeh asher yetzasem mimitzrayim mibeis avodim, ki b'chozek yorotzei Hashem eschem mizeh v'lo yochel chametz. Speaks about Yetzias Mitzrayim, says to remember the day, right? I zochar could sometimes mean in your heart, so the Rambam somehow gets around that. He says, just like zochar hayom hashabbos l'kadsho. So you have to say it in words. Why does he pick this pasuk? Everybody else says the makar is v'gadat to levincha bayom ha'leimar. That's the answer. So the Ram, does the Rambam bring v'gadat at all? Yeah. Right afterwards it says, and mitzvah lo'idei alabanim shenemar v'gadat levincha. But what if there is no one? Still mechuyev. Where'd you get that from? If it's from v'gadat to levincha, no bain, there's no mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is to teach, to indicate, or to convey to your next generation. Where is there a mitzvah to talk to yourself? So he says, no. Zochar Sayom Azeh. It's fascinating. So it comes out, if somebody would ask you, where does it say in the Torah that there's a chiyuv to be Mesapet B'tzias Mitzrayim? So the answer is, according to the Rambam in Tupsukim, right? Zochar Sayom Azeh. And according to everybody else that doesn't learn from Zochar Sayom Azeh, because they learn Zochar Sayom Azeh might be Mitzvah Zachiras B'tzias Mitzrayim, which is every day of every year, which we're Mekayim in Kriya Shema. But everybody is, why do you say that parsha at night? Parsha is not as man tzitzis, and that's a parsha of tzitzis. You say, because the schir tzitzis mitzvah. And that has to be by yomu balayla. So where's zochas yom hazeh? Tzitzis mitzvah all year long, but not sipui tzitzis mitzvah. So they don't like it. So where do they focus on? V'gadat levincha. The Rambam doesn't like it, because that means just giving it to your son. Just selling it over to your son. So what about if you're by yourself? And everyone's masking that if you're by yourself, you're mechuyev to say it. How do they know? So, it's like a fascinating thing. But in any case, the other psukim, how many are there? Three. The Rasha, the Tam, and the Chacham, are loved after Yetzias Mitzrayim on the night of Pesach. They're just Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, how do you do it? And they learn that there are four different expressions of Yetzias Mitzrayim, because there are four different people or different types of people that you have to relate to. And the way the mitzvah is done is in She'elo Teshuvah and conveying on the person's level, which, by the way, has ramifications in general. For example, you have at any Seder, you could have people who are yeshiva bacharim. You could have your neighbor that doesn't even know that they're Jewish just about, but you invited them. Then you could have a Russian that hardly speaks English and certainly doesn't know a word of Hebrew. And how do you manage all those? But they know a lot about Yiddishkeit. How do you manage all those levels? The answer is, you have to. So the Russian has to be spoken to in English, and the person who's next door neighbor has to be given some basic idea of what Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about. And the Bein HaChacham, whoever else is at the table, has to be given the level that they're used to and accustomed to from being in yeshiva. How you manage all of that at the same time is fascinating. I always felt that when they were mesubim b'bnei brak, it doesn't say anything about a wife and children. It's very interesting, you know. And also, they came from elsewhere. So where were their wives and their children? Like, it doesn't sound like they were there. So they were able to speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim Kol HaLaila on their level. That's very nice. But when you have a family and you're dealing with all kinds of ages and all kinds of levels, so it becomes much more complicated. But that's what's required. And you have to go give shiur. Next time, Bli Neder, we'll go back to this and learn some Ramban's Bli Neder.